Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. So we are in February. It has been a challenging February with all the weather that we're having. So we're hoping that you are safe. But in February, it's also National Children's Dental Health Month, right?
That is correct. That's a big month for us.
It is. And for that voice that you're hearing is Lori Wood. And Lori Wood works for our Together for Health Dental Clinic. She's a registered dental hygienist, and she's also a public health dental hygiene practitioner. Got it?
You got it correct, Carol. Good job.
I have to write my little notes, too. Now, for those of you who have been listening to the show for years, thank you so much. Lori's not a new guest, but I always love having Lori on the show.
I enjoy it. Thank you for always inviting me, Carol.
You're welcome, because I believe what you do is unique, first of all, that public health dental hygienist practitioner status that you have. You've worked hard for that, and you really utilize it in the dental clinic, don't you?
Exactly. It's really important for me to get out into the community, and having that license allows me to go out into the community and serve everybody who needs to be served.
Right. And we're going to talk about that, kind of those services and everything. But I think, dental care has been lacking, and we know because of COVID, correct?
Oh, definitely. COVID is making everybody very nervous and scared, and especially going to the dental office.
Right. And for obvious reasons, you have someone that's leaning right over you, correct?
Correct. And the fact that you don't know if somebody is asymptomatic with COVID or they just think that they have a cold or allergies and it could be something worse.
Right. But the dental clinic has, you kind of closed your doors for a while because of the unknown, but now you're open again and you are taking extra precautions. I mean, I know safety was number one anyway with the dental clinic, no matter without COVID, but now with COVID, you're taking even more safety measures, correct?
Correct. And we've learned a lot. Our office was, we weren't closed for 3 months, but we were only seeing emergency patients.
Okay.
Because if you had a dental emergency, it was important for you to be seen and not have to go to the hospital, to the emergency room. So we were still seeing patients, but it was on a limited visit. And while we were off, we did a lot of CEs, and we learned a lot by listening to the scientists and figuring out what we needed to do. And so once we came back, there are a lot of safety measures that the dental center put in play.
Okay, so, say if I want to come for an appointment, right, I'll call and schedule an appointment. So what is the process now when someone comes into the office for an appointment?
The first thing is the confirmation call. We used to be able to, the computer used to generate that out or send you a text. Now somebody in our office is calling you to confirm the appointment because there's COVID questionnaires that we need to have you answer before we can confirm your appointment.
And, we want people to realize if they aren't feeling well to maybe stay home that day, right?
Exactly. Especially for if you're not in any pain, it's really important that if you're not feeling well or somebody in your family is not feeling well, you don't necessarily need to be seen that day.
Right. And you will make every effort to make that up for them, right?
Exactly.
So now, talking about children, because, we want children to go to the dentist, right?
Exactly. It's very, very important for kids to be able to go to the dentist. There's so many dental concerns or problems that kids can have. And without them seeing a dentist on a regular basis, we cannot help them with any of those toothaches or just minor questions or concerns about their oral dental health.
Right. So what age should a parents start looking or guardians start looking for dental care for their child?
So we start seeing kids either as soon as they turn one or when they get their first tooth in their mouth. And a lot of people are always surprised about that. But it's very important mm-hmm. for them to come as soon as possible.
Right. I'm laughing because my children had teeth at 5 months. So, you know.
Then 5 months it is.
Exactly. But there is a reason, because that's all, you know, that's when the teaching starts and the good dental health, correct?
That's exactly right. There's not a whole lot that we do that appointment. We do a lot of education that appointment. And the big thing is being able to see the child at that age every 6 months. They get so used to coming to the dental office that I have 3-year-olds that don't even want their parents to come in the back with them.
I have to say, my children love going to the dentist. And I think because, yeah, they did start early.
Right. And then there's no fear.
Right.
Because you're right. Catching things early on before mm-hmm. there's a toothache or there's a trauma to the mouth, and they are familiar with the faces. Our staff has been there for a very long time, and so they always remember, you know, who did that cleaning, what's the dentist's name, and we really do try to make it fun at that age.
That's great. So, you know, once that, you know, first year or second year, how often should a child go to the dentist?
We recommend every 6 months. In some cases, some children need to come on a 3-month recall, and it all depends if they have a lot of tooth decay or their home care is not that great, or even if they have ortho. It's really hard to clean around the brackets and the teeth, that they may have to come a little bit more often.
I remember that too. I mean, you're bringing back all these memories when my children were younger. I remember all my kids had braces. Every 3 months we'd go to the dentist. And it did help. It was this, you know, helped decrease any tooth decay, any cavities that braces or, you know, any kind of, you know, long-term braces may cause.
Right. And especially you're spending all that time and those appointments going back and forth for braces. You really want to make sure that they're doing a really good job and you're doing everything so that when the braces come off, they have that beautiful smile.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and then there's, you know, what other procedures do you do? Like, so if a child needs something, you know, a more protectant on their teeth, do you do things like that?
Oh, yeah. There's several different things to help protect besides, you know, coming in for your regular recall and x-rays and cleanings. Fluoride. Fluoride is very important, especially in this area, because our water is not fluoridated. So getting the fluoride treatment in the office, or even sometimes we have to give prescription out for fluoride. And that's really important, especially not just helping protect the teeth that are in your mouth right now, but also those teeth that are still developing. So you have the baby teeth, and then you have the grown-up teeth that are still underneath the gums and the bone. They're developing. That's what the fluoride is helping protect those teeth, making them stronger.
Right, and it really does work. So, you know, if someone has well water, that definitely is not fluoridated, correct?
Well, it could be. There's fluoride naturally in the water. You'd have to get it tested, but most likely it's probably not going to be the amount that's needed to protect the teeth.
Okay, and you can help them work through that, right?
Oh, exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about other things like sealants or something?
Oh, sealants is huge. It's it really helps protect your molars. Have those deep grooves, and a lot of food and bacteria get stuck in those little grooves. No matter how much you brush or try to get in there and brush, you can't always get down into those little grooves. So the sealant is a protective coating that we put in those little grooves to help protect them.
Great, great. And what about, you know, with your role, you do some outreach too, right?
Yes, I do. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of outreach going on this year, only because, you know, COVID, and people are just not sure if they want you to enter into, you know, their establishment or not. We are taking a lot of precautions. If somebody does want me to come in and talk about oral health, please reach out to us. We also have been vaccinated with our second COVID vaccine to help protect. Even in the office, there's so many different things. It's going to look very different when you come in. Mm-hmm. We are are wearing our respirators, we are wearing our protective layers of clothing, we are, you know, not doing procedures that would be generate a lot of aerosol, and if we do, we are well protected.
Right, right. And that's what the whole key is, you know, if someone kind of is scared, to know that the protection is there for them. You know, we're doing everything possible. You know, the dental clinics are doing everything possible to keep them safe. Because you don't want any tooth issues or tooth problems to go on without treatment.
Correct. And like I said, if you are just coming in for something that you're not 100% sure of and you're not in any pain, you can wait until, you know, maybe cases are a lot lower mm-hmm. until you feel a little bit more comfortable. But if you're in pain, you really should be seen by a dentist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So kind of give me a routine daily plan that someone could have. So when should somebody brush their teeth?
Oh, they should brush their teeth at least twice a day. We recommend that you do it after you eat breakfast in the morning, which people are like, as soon as I get up, I have to brush my teeth. Well, if you brushed your teeth the night before, you don't have anything on your teeth.
That's so true.
You don't need to brush your teeth first thing in the morning. But once you have your coffee and you eat your breakfast, then you definitely should be brushing your teeth. And then at night, you should be brushing it and then not have anything to eat or drink afterwards.
Mm-hmm. How important is flossing?
It's very important. It's hard. And believe me, I know. It's really very difficult to floss. You get your fingers in the way, your mouth. It's hard. But it really does help remove the plaque in mm-hmm. between your teeth and underneath your gums. That there's no way your toothbrush can get that. So I don't tell everybody to floss every day because they won't. I just say try to incorporate flossing more. Mm-hmm. So if you're flossing 3 times a week, that's better than not flossing at all.
Right, right. So I will say I use those flossers, the disposable ones that are single, you know, and I love them because they're just easy and I keep them right by my sink and I remember to do it every night. Because I will tell you, if it's not in front of me, I forget to do it. I brush my teeth all the time. But I forget that flossing part if I don't put my reminder there.
And those are a lot easier, and you don't have that fingers trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. The only problem is in some cases, if you have a lot of tight contact between your teeth, you can't. It's very hard to pull that out in between your teeth. Mm-hmm. So with the floss, it makes it a lot easier where you can let go of one end and slide it through the other end.
And I will laugh because I do enjoy going to the dentist because I love my goodie bag when I leave. I love my new
tooth. That's the best part. Okay. And plus seeing me.
Hey, yes. If I was a little younger, I would definitely want Lori to take care of me. But you do a wonderful job with children. You really do. You do our health fairs. You go into the schools. And you really make children and their parents comfortable. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I love that. For me, it's really important to make that dental experience a fun one and a happy one. So I've been known to dance and sing while trying to clean a kid's teeth, and mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Right. Because I think, you know, it is important to get our children used to, you know, dentists, physicians, doctors, pediatricians, when they're young, because so they know that these individuals are helping them. And that's really the key.
Right. We're there to help them. We're not there to hurt them or mm-hmm. make them feel uncomfortable at all. And if we get somebody that has been coming for a long time, they're so happy and they're so thrilled and their dental experience is very good. And then that rubs off to everybody else.
Right, exactly. Now, there are 2 locations, correct?
Correct.
And so we have the Honesdale and the Pike. Can you tell us what the phone numbers are if someone needs to reach out?
So our Honesdale office, our phone number is 570-251-6534. And we are open Monday through Friday, and we're open 2 Saturdays a month. Then our Pike County office is in Lords Valley, PA, and that phone number is 570-775-7818. They are also open Monday through Friday and 2 Saturdays a month. And at both locations, they do have early morning hours and night hours.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really great. Flexibility.
Flexibility. Mm-hmm. That is important right. for everybody.
And the other important thing, too, is our dental clinics are under the umbrella of the FQHC, or the Federally Qualified Health Center. So that means that you work with all individuals, whether you have dental insurance or not, right? And
correct.
They can apply for assistance. Yes,
we also, we take almost pretty much most all insurances. And if you have a question about your insurance, give us a call and, mm-hmm. and we will let you know if we take your insurance or not. And we also have the sliding fee program for those whose insurance doesn't cover everything or they just don't have dental insurance.
Right, right. So, well, Lori, I just can't believe we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. And then I guess until next year.
Exactly. You're one of my yearly guests that I love having. Again, for those of you who just kind of tuned in, I had Lori Wood, registered dental hygienist from our dental centers, and we were celebrating National Children's Dental Health Month, correct?
Correct.
And again, if you want to listen to the show again, you can visit our website at wmh.org and click under HealthWorks, and you can re-listen to all the good tips that Lori talked about today.
Thanks again for having me, Carol.
You're welcome so much. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, your community health manager, wishing you a beautiful day. Thank you for listening.